Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is November 17th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
A planetary pattern we were talking about for the past couple of weeks manifested again this past week. Mars, the planet of violence and destruction, has been sending its special eighth house aspect to Uranus, starting back when Mars entered Leo at the beginning of October. Since Uranus is the planet of sudden events and is in Pisces, a water sign connected with oceans, this manifested as the super typhoon Haiyan that hit the central Philippines last week, causing tremendous destruction and thousands of deaths, followed this week by starvation and disease. A massive aid effort is now underway to help the beleaguered region.
Mercury is the planet of communications. In Western mythology, Mercury is the messenger god, Hermes. Thus, Mercury becomes messaging, Rahu being a planet that obscures what it contacts, creates confusion. So we get confused messaging. Last week, President Obama's repeated promise that if you like your current health care, you can keep it, which turns out to be not completely true, got transformed by the right-wing media and the Republican politicians into a bludgeon to beat up on the new Affordable Care Act. And so the president has had to transform, that's Rahu, agent of transforming, his previous statements, which is Mercury, finally agreeing that folks who want to can keep their existing plan for another year. But didn't put an end to the confusion. Now the insurance companies claim that to reinstate millions of policies that they had already canceled will cause them more expense, which will, of course, be passed on to consumers.
But the main point for a lot of Americans is that their personal freedom is being messed with. The USA is a Sagittarius country, a country of individualists who don't like being dictated to, even if it is in their own best interests.
Yes. It's interesting to take a look at what's happening in Obama's chart. That Libra grouping of planets are in Obama's 10th house of success, deeds in society, renown and notoriety. These planets are giving the Prez some problems. Again, it's Mercury signifying communications, plus Rahu signifying confusion, and Saturn, the reality check planet.
It's said in traditional Vedic astrology that Saturn's transit through your 10th house can give a fall from position. Even members of his own party are criticizing him.
He's definitely lost some credibility. Saturn is also the planet of pressure, transiting his house of status and position. Secretary of State John Kerry must have had the 12th house of his chart a bit too activated by all the planets transiting through Libra, including the retro Mercury and Rahu as well. Recently, Kerry made comments to the effect that Oswald did not act alone in JFK's assassination, which translates as there was a wider conspiratorial plot involved in the murdering the president. And when he was pressed to elaborate on his statement, he steadfastly refused to comment further, simply saying that it is a viewpoint that he holds. But with the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination coming up on November 22nd, this really gets the whirlpool spinning. Could you get a better example of Mercury plus Rahu transiting the 12th house of cloak and dagger stuff in the personal chart of a politician?
A good example. Okay. Mercury is the planet of the media, combined with Rahu, which is an eclipse point, brings us obfuscation. Evidently, CBS's legendary news show, 60 Minutes, laid a big egg back on October 27th when they aired what they thought was a bombshell of an expose about the Benghazi affair. The report featured a rather dodgy British security officer, Dylan Davies, as star witness, who put out some rather explosive allegations. Anyway, turns out the Brit had given a rather different story to the FBI, and the whole thing unraveled last week, appearing to be just a bunch of BS. Finally, 60 Minutes had to admit that it had violated its own standards for accurate reporting. 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan delivered an almost full apology on television.
Yes, almost. It's interesting that when the story was aired on October 27th, Mercury was retrograde and conjunct Saturn, the planet of responsibility, indicating a high potential to fail to perform due diligence, which has now been revealed to be the case, as Mercury has now returned to direct motion.
Mercury and Rahu were conjunct last week. Mercury is the planet of communication, writing, and that includes books. Mercury is the planet of learning. Eclipse point Rahu obscures and stands for darkness. The private school authority in Pakistan, which oversees as many as 40,000 affiliated schools, has banned I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai, the teenage education activist shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012. The chief of the All Pakistan Private School Federation said Malala's book contains anti-Islamic and anti-Pakistani content.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Another interesting manifestation of Mercury conjunct Rahu and Saturn is that Mercury is writing, Rahu is transformation, and Saturn is the established order. A federal judge has handed Google a resounding victory in its 8 years-long copyright battle with the Authors Guild over the Internet Leviathan's controversial decision to scan more than 20 million library books and make them available on the web. The judge cited the, get this, transformational nature of the proposed new service.
Yes. And here's one last item that I just can't let go by. Thanks to Tom of Boston for a heads up on this. Did you see the New York Times front page last Wednesday? There was this amazing photo of Saturn taken by the Cassini space probe as it blew past the ringed planet. Mercury is the planet of the media. Rahu represents modern technical stuff as well as something unusual. And Saturn, of course, is Saturn.
Yeah, you don't usually get a planet on the front page of the New York Times.
Yeah, I like that.
We will conclude our November 17th review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.